Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Flies are a typical annoyance in summer, but for cattle in the feed yard, this annoyance can also be costly. SDSU Extension Feedlot Management Specialist Warren Rushi explains fly pressure may increase potential for heat stress due to bunching, while reducing feed intake and performance.
Some of the research suggests that if we have as few as 5 stable flies per leg, we can see average daily gain reduced anywhere from 3 up to 20% during the summer.
The foundation of good fly control starts with sanitation. Rushi says it's not rocket science, just cleanliness and consistency.
Things like, spilling up spoiled feed, trying to dry out some of the wet areas, scraping the yard so we don't have those places, where manure can build up, or the old bed pack or an old hay ring ground, some of those kinds of things where the flies can find a home and lay eggs.
Stable flies in particular have a life cycle of only 2 to 3 weeks, so scraping pens every 14 days reduces opportunities for flies to reproduce. Hoof action also disrupts the life cycle, so keeping pens fully stocked helps reduce fly numbers. Rushi also recommends eliminating weedy areas under fence rows or feed bunks, as well as around feed storage areas where flies seek shade in the heat of the day. Chemical options for fly management, such as porons or sprays, offer short-term relief, while biological control with parasitic wasps might be part of a longer-term strategy. For greater details, visit extension.sdstate.edu and search Summer Fly Control in feedlots.